This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the latest on Jimmy Butler, which is kudos to the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL, I think, has probably cornered the market on having, you know, sort of year-round storylines to sink your teeth into because of the combine and the draft.
There's no offseason in football.
There really isn't. I mean, other than maybe a couple of weeks after the Super Bowl, and that's about it. The NBA is still pretty good, and I think the NBA's free agency season in July is much better than the NFL's free agency season.
Yeah.
But this is usually a time of year where there's a little bit of a lull. It's just training camp, getting ready for the start of the season.
Not this week.
Truth be told, I think I like that season that the NBA was locked out and they started on Christmas Day. That was like the perfect amount of regular season basketball for me. I love the NBA, so I shouldn't say it's a perfect amount. I'm going to be geeked when the Rockets get started next Wednesday.
But it's less than front and center until the calendar flips.
Yeah, so this kind of this Jimmy Butler drama is really good.
Yeah, you know,
love this stuff.
We don't always spend a lot of time on temper tantrums, you know, because
we usually have them ourselves.
I feel like that's sort of enabling the tantrum.
Yeah. The tantry.
Yeah. The person who's throwing the tantrum.
Yeah.
But Jimmy Butler is a pretty darn good player, borderline elite in the NBA, maybe elite. One of the best two-way players in the league, local kid from Tomball. And the Rockets are mentioned among the two teams in most contact with his current team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, about possibly trading for him. And we all know what happened on Wednesday. He threw a temper tantrum at practice. And not only a temper tantrum, but teamed up with the reserves to apparently school the first team in a Minnesota practice and then stormed off by telling Scott Layden, the GM, you effing need me. And then the same day, a couple hours later, sat down with Rachel McNichols and said, listen, you got a problem with me? Too bad. That's on you.
Everybody's so scared to be honest with one another. If you didn't like the way that I handled myself in practice, one of the players come up to me. Somebody say something, anybody. I'm not going to take it offense. It's not personal. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, you're probably right. I would have said, I ain't hooped in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm passionate about it. I love the game, and I love to win. And that's all I was out there doing was competing, playing hard.
Shortly after that, we heard that...
One second real quick. Has anybody publicly or privately been reporting that the players had a problem with how Jimmy Butler was acting in that scrimmage?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, okay.
Not that I know of. And then shortly after that interview with Rachel Nichols...
Straw man, I guess.
Yes, there was a report in The Athletic that Butler had convened a team meeting to clear the air, and at least two of his teammates, one of whom, Jeff Teague, hadn't tweeted in over a year and a half.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew Teague had something to say about it. I didn't know he hadn't tweeted in over a year and a half. All right, that's a tell.
That's exactly right.
It is bothering some people there.
Teague got on social media and called it fake news, said there was never a meeting, and claimed that the Athletic writer had made that up. Rachel Nichols asked Jimmy Butler in that sit-down if he felt the situation was fixed.
It's not. It's not fixed. Let's just be honest. It's not fixed.
Is it fixable?
It could be. It could be. But do I think so? No. Because you got to be honest. I'm being honest. Do I think so? No. I'm being honest with you. Mm-hmm. But is everybody going to be honest? No. No, everybody's not going to be honest. Like, if you go and say, which one of y'all told what Jimmy said today in practice? Everybody, I don't know. Yeah, be honest. I don't care. There ain't nothing we can do about it now. But be honest. Mm-hmm. That's it. I just want everybody to be happy. I want to win. I'm sorry if I go about it the wrong way. I really do apologize.
Now, there's been chapters in this in the last couple of days. What happened after that included Thibodeau, who told the media in Minneapolis a few days ago how desperately they needed more practice time before the start of the season, canceled practice and the accompanying media availability yesterday. Butler is not accompanying the team to Milwaukee tonight for its preseason finale, so it sounds as if a deal, we don't know what kind of deal, is still possible. And then comes today's...
Sounds like they're trying to position this thing for a deal if he's not around the team. And they said, by the way, Rich, he's staying back there, quote-unquote, for conditioning.
Uh-huh.
That's why he's not with the team.
Yeah. And Pat Shurmur has no problem with the Giants' effort last night.
Can I just say something real quick before you get to what you're going to say?
Yeah, the
Minnesota organization is a complete clown show, the way they've handled this thing.
Yes.
If Jimmy Butler is trying to force their hand and trying to make them feel uncomfortable and push their buttons, he's doing a tremendous job of it, because this thing has been a bleep show from the time that Jimmy Butler decided to not show up at camp. Between Thibodeau saying that they're trying to repair the relationship and the same day, basically, the owner saying, oh, no, we'll take trade offers. Just call me directly. The owner completely undermining his head coach and front office. His head coach, who, by the way, is the president of basketball operations. Then once they're appearing to be on the same page wanting to move him, they don't move him. And then this clown show that I know we're about to talk about with the deal they had in place for the Heat pulling this fantasy league bull crap.
You mentioned this yesterday on the show when we were talking about this, and there had been reports that Miami had agreed to a deal with Minnesota to acquire Jimmy Butler. And then it wasn't a deal. New York Post is reporting today the details of why that deal didn't get done. And, yeah, this is definitely amateur hour. Now, keep in mind that Tom Thibodeau is probably coaching for his job this season. And he knows the reality is it's very unlikely he's going to move a player of Butler's caliber and the Wolves are going to get better as a result, at least in the short term for this coming season. There's probably going to be a short-term hit for giving him up, and he knows that, and that could be the death knell for his job in Minnesota. But apparently, they did have, according to the New York Post, they did have a deal and settled on one with the Miami Heat. Pat Riley, Tom Thibodeau had an agreement over the phone. We're exchanging medical information on the players involved, which in the NBA is pretty much the last step. Once you've agreed to a deal, that's what you do, and then you announce it.
That's what etiquette is.
Exactly. Well, this was not the etiquette, because the medicals were being exchanged, and apparently Thibodeau, according to the New York Post, called Riley and asked him to add another draft pick in the deal. And according to the New York Post, Riley exploded, called Thibodeau an MF-er, and hung up the phone on. So I don't know if that completely destroys any possibility that these teams are going to deal, because we've seen things like this overcome. But, yes, it certainly means that things aren't good between the Heat and the Timberwolves. And maybe Pat Riley is going to walk away, because if he is, Rockets fans, it's being reported that your team is the only other team in conversations right now with the Timberwolves. And we said yesterday what it might take. But as a Rocket fan, what would you be willing to give up? Because the names are P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon.
Yeah.
Both P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon for Jimmy Butler.
I've got thoughts on this. I think the reason why the Rockets are one of the only other teams, if not the only other team involved, is probably most of the teams in the NBA don't think that Jimmy Butler is going to sign a long-term deal with them. There's probably only a handful of teams that he's willing to do a long-term extension.
He's got 1 year left.
Right, and Miami would be one of them. Miami would be a desirable place, right? You're back in the Eastern Conference. It's South Beach. It's all those things. You'd be the face of that franchise, which Jimmy Butler has expressed a desire to be somewhere where he could attract another star to come play with him. Miami would seem to be a place he could do that. All these other teams looking at Jimmy Butler probably don't have they're not at the right time to deal for a guy like that. I think the Rockets are one of those teams, Rich, that can rationalize bringing in Jimmy Butler and just having him for this year as a rental
feeling
like this might make us better. Here's how I feel about Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker in this deal. I think it's a serious question as to who gets the better end of that deal. If it's Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker for Jimmy Butler, and my guess is the Rockets would probably, because Butler is the biggest star in the deal, the Rockets would probably have to sprinkle a couple other sweeteners in there for the deal in the way of draft equity.
Yeah.
Obviously, Thibodeau is looking for some draft equity if he was extorting the Heat at the end of that deal for draft equity. But envisioning what that would mean, let's just focus on the players for a second. If the deal were somehow just Eric Gordon and a bunch of future assets, young players, draft picks,
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I'd do it in a heartbeat, because all you're doing is swapping out Gordon for Butler.
Right. Tucker is where you hesitate.
Removing Tucker from the equation is not insignificant for the Rockets. Because
we saw what he meant to that team last year.
Because of what he means to the team on the court, what he means to the team off of the court. You bring up an interesting point about Thibodeau probably coaching for his job, and in that case, a deal for Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker is probably the more desirable for his survivability than a deal for future assets.
There's no doubt. You could argue that if he got both of them from the Rockets, he might be able to have the season he wants to have in Minnesota.
I think so, too. I like Jimmy Butler as a player, but let's just envision what that would look like. You'd have a backcourt of Jeff Teague and Eric Gordon, which is a decent backcourt. It's not great. These are both guys who are probably, you know, somewhere between 10 and 15 at their position, something like that. Maybe, you know, close to the middle of the pack of starters. Andrew Wiggins is a guy who's probably looking to have a bounce back year this year. Yeah. And then you have Karl Anthony Towns, who had a terrible playoff and who I'm not sure building around a big guy in the NBA is the way to go anymore, but he's a very skilled player.
Yeah.
And you put PJ Tucker
to the basket guy.
You put PJ Tucker next to him, Rich, and if this is a Timberwolves team where the issues have been largely locker room issues as much as on the court issues,
right.
You are removing one of the big issues with Jimmy Butler and you are plugging a guy in PJ Tucker that is that exact type of dog and leader that you need. Now, if you're Minnesota, you got to keep in mind Eric Gordon has 2 years left on his deal. PJ Tucker has 3 years left on his deal. So these are going to be guys, these are not expiring contracts. These are not two guys you can readily eject from right away if it's not working out for you.
And I'm not about to sit here and predict that Marquese Chriss is about to become PJ Tucker. But that's the guy I think that if you're the Rockets, you try to get Tom Thibodeau interested in. Because not only is he a young player with room to grow, he can be an impact player on defense. He can be the kind of player that protects the basket and gives you some interior defense, some depth in terms of your interior defense, which obviously is something that Thibodeau values a great deal. I'm not saying he would be Tucker and he would be the equal of Tucker. But I feel like, you know, if your response to I want Tucker and Gordon is, well, how about Gordon, a little of this, Chris, and a little of that, you know, maybe Thibodeau goes for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and you kind of got Chris for nothing, too. He
exactly.
was a throw-in in the Ryan Anderson trade.
Exactly.
He was a throw-in that was a trade of throw-ins. You know, like it was all just everybody's garbage swapping each other.
A throw-in who a couple years ago, I think, was the eighth pick in the draft.
Sixth. He was a lottery pick. He was the sixth. Well, so was the eighth pick. But, he was the sixth. I think the sixth pick overall in 2016. Yeah, so, you know, clearly there's a talent there, you know, because that's your draft slot. Speaks more to your ability than it does to what you can become as a player.
I think
so.
Capella's an untouchable in this conversation.
Well, he's just signed a 5-year deal.
Right.
So, yeah.
But, if we're just talking hypotheticals.
Yeah. I don't even know if they can trade Clint until, like, December or February because he signed the new deal.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have any desire to move him. We know who the untouchables are on this roster.
Yeah.
There's four of them.
Right.
Interesting times, though. So, would you do the deal if it were Eric Gordon and P.J. Tucker for Jimmy Butler?
No.
I wouldn't either.
And you're obviously gambling that Chris Paul is not going to get hurt, which these days is kind of a risky strategy with Chris Paul. But if Chris Paul should manage to stay healthy, I think they've got enough. They had enough last year.
Yeah, I don't know if they have enough. I just don't feel like it's a better team swapping out Gordon and Tucker for Jimmy Butler. That's all. I'm not sure if they do. You know, you lose Bezdelic, who's sort of your defensive architect there on the bench. And we got to wait and see if it's as easy to replace Trevor Ariza and Luke Mbamute as just signing James Ennis and hoping that the rest of the perimeter defense comes together
feels
somehow.
Like Ennis and Carmelo Anthony are the two guys where the onus is on.
They're definitely the two guys that on the roster replace them. We'll see if they replace them similarly. If what Melo brings to the table makes up for any drop-off that you have defensively with this team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.